With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. Long before the novelist J.D. Salinger went into hibernation, the critic Wilfred Sheed played half a game of ping-pong with the author of The Catcher in the Rye.
He's not frightening at ping-pong. We were, I think, tied at 10-all. And I don't know, in those days I used to write a book column for the New York Times, and I think at some point he may have begun to suspect who I was. Although we made a date to play pool that night, he didn't show up for it.
J.D. Salinger is just one subject in Wilfred Sheed's book of essays called Essays in Disguise. In another essay, Sheed advances the 20-year itch theory, which holds that writers do their best work within a relatively small, contiguous period of time.
I got the notion from Kurt Vonnegut, who is always watching his own clock very carefully, and he figures that you can start at any point. If you start writing at 50, you still get 20 years.
After which, one's best years are behind him, and he's elevated to the rank of distinguished professional.
You can possibly switch lines of work or switch your focus within a line of work, take up a new specialty, and then the meter starts running all over again.
Wilfred Sheed covers quite a bit of ground in Essays in Disguise, contemplating authors he has known, the church, the mob, even his publisher father, whom Sheed describes as an irredeemable indoorsman.
He would go out of doors to go to stadiums of various kinds. We saw every manner of baseball, cricket, football, rugby together. But then back into the house.
Wilfred Sheed, master of the essay, is the author of Essays in Disguise, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Wilfred Sheed, author of Essays in Disguise, believes that it's pretty hard to tell a writer by his or her looks.
Bernard Malamud could not be a great writer to look at.
He's a dentist.
Well, a bank clerk, I don't know. He was a giant when he wrote, but not when one talked to him. On the other hand, some totally second-rate people, you'd say, oh, he must be a great poet with all that curly hair and all. And he wouldn't be a poet at all. He'd be the plumber.
Wilfred Sheed's essays cover writers, gangsters, fathers, World War II, Frank Sinatra, and even English tea, which Sheed says is vastly overrated.
My mother couldn't cook a sausage, but nevertheless, when it came to tea, my God, the Americans did it wrong, and she did it right. And in fact, what they do is make the first cup right, and then they keep pouring hot water onto this mess. It's finally tepid and stewed and unspeakable.
Wilfred Sheed's 1987 novel, The Boys of Winter, was about a group of writers and editors who form a summer softball team on Long Island. Naturally, everyone was trying to guess who the characters in the book really were, but Sheed insists they were only essences.
If you have one point of identity, people will make up the rest for you. I had a character once who happened to do broadcasting in England and America, so everybody said David Frost. There was not one other thing in common with David Frost.
Wilfred Sheed restores the essay to high art in Essays in Disguise, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.